This is RJ City, and you are listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Yordano Diablo.
Let the hate flow!
Available on the Lousy Weather Media Network.
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Yordano Diablo.
And this week on the program, we are joined by a comedian and host of Tuesday Nights at the Matinee, every Tuesday night in Highland Square, Akron, Ohio, Matt Farkas.
Hi, everybody.
Thanks for coming on, man.
Absolutely. Thanks.
Thanks for having me and letting me, vent. My unstoppable engine of fury.
Yes, so let's get the engine rolling. Matt, why do you hate robocalls?
So here's the thing is, it's a mix. I don't necessarily think it's just robocalls. I'm also going to toss in spam calls.
Okay.
I hate them specifically because I work in an industry where I have to answer calls on my phone. And if you answer robocalls or if you answer like boiler room / like scam calls, they put you on a list that says there's somebody
they'll pick up
who answers the phone.
Oh man.
So it begins to perpetuate things. So not only is it just this infinite hassle, but then there's also like the kind of wide range of them, because sometimes they're like, hey, your auto warranty's gone bad, and it's like, yeah, I have a 2011. No shit. Like, my auto warranty's bad. Like, what are you gonna, you know what? Like, yeah, let's do a warranty for the $100 you said, because I need new everything. Like, is this real? No, it's not. Or you'll get like, here's your cable provider, or here's your gas provider.
That's the one I always get.
And then you get ones where it's an actual person and they're like, your internet has a virus.
Have you seen like the Kit Bogus shit on
I'll
YouTube?
Fix it where he waits for those calls and he goes back.
Oh yeah.
So my thing is, not only do I have to deal with that constantly, I have to deal with my mom texting me and she's like, someone called me and told me that I had a virus on my computer. And then, so I just thought, I don't think this is real. So I hung up. And then I called one of my girlfriends, and she said, it might be real, so I called you. And I'm like, well, good that you didn't do anything and you just hung up and called me, because no, that's fake. But I have to now deal with both my parents and my brother and some of my friends where they're getting these calls that are getting slightly more convincing if you're off guard. But I also have to deal with like the last phase of that. Is I work in an industry where people buy gift cards from us.
Oh,
and
yeah.
An 80-year-old woman will come in and be like, I need $2,000 of gift or like $5,000 of gift cards. And we're like, hey, so there's a $500 maximum I can sell you because there's a huge scam going on right now. There's a really big scam by scammers who are scammers that scam phone call you. And then they tell you about this scam, like someone you know is in trouble, or they owe money, or you owe money, or your social security, or your computer's screwed, or the FBI is looking for you. And then they tell you to come in here and buy $5,000 of gift cards, so I can only sell you a $500. Mm-hmm. By any chance, is there a man on the other line on your cell phone in your car that's waiting for you to get back with the gift cards?
Yep.
And they go like this. No. Oh, no. No.
You deserve it at that point.
No. No, that's not happening. No. And then we're like, all right, well, here's $500 of gift cards. And we watch them get in their car, and they scratch the back, and they read it into the phone, and they, like, look around. And then the next day, a police officer or an FBI, like, legit, we've had an FBI agent come in and go, like, hey, this lady came in. She probably gave you guys a bunch of money for gift cards. It was a scam, and she's trying to get her money back now. Like, did you ask her what she was doing? And it's like, oh, let me pull up the footage of me saying scam 1,000 times in this old woman's face. And then she goes, no, no, no. Why would you're trying to scam me and get me arrested by the FBI?
This nice Middle Eastern boy on the phone said that he was going to fix my computer. I mean, dude, I've watched a million of like those Kit Boga videos and shit, and I love those guys because of how hard they fuck with the dudes. Like, there will be 40-minute videos, and they put like these, you know, voice things that makes them sound like old women and shit or an old man, and they just he unmercifully fucks with these people, and you can hear him. So he's like gotten good enough to where he can pick up some Hindi, and so he'll know like when they're fucking saying shit about him, and like so he'll get in there and be like, oh, excuse me, what did you call me? I, you know, spent time in fucking, you know, like India, and they're like, oh no, and it's like, dude, every time those, because like, you waste those people's time, that's their fucking money. So like the fact that they'll keep them on the phone for like 2-3 days at a time,
yeah,
like because they just keep fucking with them. So I love guys like that.
No, I see. I have a dream that's probably more like a 1984 dystopian like version of how to deal with it, and it involves like fuckery like that, but I think that they should just keep tracking the IP address until they get an address, and the US government should just be like, hey, like India, you need to move civilians away from this address, because it's coming down.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, like two things. We're watching it. Either you go in with a SWAT team and you need to clear that out like it's a pirate's nest, because it's piracy.
Oh yeah.
All that is digital and comms piracy. And we treat pirates pretty savagely. If you have pirates in a dinghy that are approaching a naval ship, they will shoot a missile at it and be like, that was amazing. And it's like, in turn, it's just, you know, like, hey, I know that this is like the third story of this office building, so either get the rest of the office building out or go in with your own people and clear that out, or we're going to make this into new real estate for you. You're going to be able to update that building.
Well, you know that's not going to happen because... of what's been going on in certain other parts of the world where they're blowing up office building and they get the, because they have terrorists in them and people are all upset about it now. So
by terrorists, do you mean the press?
What? No, I mean terrorists. At any rate,
I'm not going to touch that one, but
yeah, we're not.
At any rate, I've almost fell for one of these scam calls once because I got, well, to, like, here's the deal. I was going to Kalamazoo to do a wedding for Victoria and Brennan.
No one's ever going to Kalamazoo. It's a fake place. I mean, just want to establish that.
I lived there.
So you just so you were in witness protection.
I created it. Yeah.
I got a hotel there, and I pull up.
It was a Knights Inn.
It was not a night. It was a I think a day's. So I get in the room and there's cum on the TV.
Did you ask for the room and they said, how many hours do you need?
I did not. I went through hotels.com, which thank goodness.
Jeremy's because, like, wait a second. I walked in and I came on the TV.
I was not that excited to be in the hotel room. Like, I had been on the road for 4.5 hours, but that was, you know, it was just obvious cum on the TV, and then there are like signs of bed bugs on the bed. There's black mold in the bathroom. I'm freaking out because I really need to shower before I do this wedding, but I'm afraid that if I shower in this place, like, I'm going to get some sort of lung disease. But I showered anyway because, you know, I'm about to go do this wedding.
Yeah.
And I needed to change into my nice clothes, and then I immediately checked out. But while I was like getting undressed, I get this message that says your social security number is compromised and, you know, call this number. And so I called the number. And then as soon as I heard an accent on the other end of the line, I was like, nope.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, I've answered the call before. They're like, oh, well, yeah, we need your social security number. And I'm like, over the phone? They're like, well, yeah, you know, you're completely safe with us. All these calls are recorded. I'm like, look, motherfucker, I've worked in a call center. I know these calls are recorded. You can doctor it any way you want to. Click.
And here's the thing is, they're probably not, because anyone can say all of our calls are recorded.
Yeah.
And like that's just a bullshit pleasantry that is said about online or not online, but over the phone things. To me, what's interesting is I got a letter from the IRS with a seal on it. Like, it was a stamped, like, IRS letterhead.
Yeah.
And they were like, hi, Mr. Full legal name. And they're like, here's the last four digits of your SOCH. The rest of it's blacked out. We lost your physical folder in this main office building. So you need to contact this number, and here is the person that that takes you to. And, like, this is their job.
Yeah.
And I called, and he was like, oh, hi, this is Mike with the IRS. And I was like, hey, Mike, what's going on? And he's like, oh, did you get a letter in the mail? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, well, I got bad news for you. And he's like, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask for your permission to put an extra, like, security thing on it. We monitor this through, like, this company. And if you go to do anything weird with your credit or it looks like there's anything active, we're going to swoop in because this is kind of our fault, and this lasts for 15 years. And they're like, at the end of 15 years, we can assume that your data is probably gone and we might have just misplaced it, but if it was stolen or we get any weird activity, it'll just keep rolling on until we can figure out who stole your stuff or if we threw it away on accident or what happened. And I was like, okay. And I kind of thought it was...
fuck them.
I thought it was kind of bullshit, and then I went to sign up for a cell phone plan, and I got a call, and it was like, hi, I'm so-and-so with this... like credit report protection associated with the IRS. Did you just try to do this? And I'm like, oh yeah, I did. And they're like, all right, we're going to need to ask you for your passcode. And I'm like, oh no, what's my passcode? And then she's like, it's a number. And I said two numbers, and she's like, it was the second one. And she's like, just heads up, it was the second one. And I was like, man, I need to diversify my passcodes.
Yeah.
Also, I just spilled my first passcode to this lady. Like, she's a menace.
Like, bitch, get off my Facebook.
But that's, here's something. My brother had that happen where he was on a website or something and it locked his computer down. And he, like, texted me and he's like, hey, I think I'm about to get scammed.
It's like you're expecting it. I think I'm about to get scammed.
No, and he was like, so what I'm about to do is I'm going to enter my debit card into this thing. And I was like, do not type a single thing. And he was like, I've got the bank on the other line so they can track it. And I'm like, that is not how tracking works. That is not how banks work. And I was like, you are going to enter your card in and ruin your actual life. Like, what is wrong with you?
The bank has your numbers, motherfucker.
Well, and that's the thing that I think there's also this really big misconception is, like, you know, we get like a 78-year-old woman who's been watching Ion TV for 16 hours straight for the last 4 years, and they come in.
Should I buy Life Alert today?
No, they come in with a police officer, and they're like, I spent $4,000 by coming in and out of this store wearing a different hat and going to different registers, and I got all, and then those gift cards went away, so I need you to all track the gift cards and triangulate where the people using the gift cards are. And we're like, that's not real. It's like, that's like when people say enhance on security footage in movies. Yeah. There is no enhance function. I can't flag that someone entered this gift card in and be like, oh yeah, this gift card was entered in here 10 minutes ago. Like, let's move the chopper. Like, your money's gone. Now I have to do. And then, like, in the middle of that, I answer my phone. And I'm like, hi, this is Matt with. And someone's like, is your car auto insurance? And I'm like, I will find this building and I will slit every throat of every person in this building.
You brought up the IP address thing and, like, that Kit Boga dude, he is like a computer guy. So as he was going on, he would start reading their IP addresses to them, and he would track it to, he's like, oh, you're on like such and such street. And you can hear the dude's stomach drop. Like, how does this motherfucker know this shit?
Yeah, it will know. And it's doable. It's just people think
it's a solution.
No, it's the same kind of person that, like, in their head is like, every day in the city of Akron there's 400 murders, and you're like, no. And it's like, well, I watch TV. I see what's happening. And it's like, I just watched the other day someone, he killed all those women and he turned their finger bones into a necklace and their calves into a small coffee table. And you're like, what are you watching? And they're like, I watched the television shows. And it's like, oh, you're watching like crime dramas that aren't real. And then they'll come to you and be like, what you could do is you could track the gift. And they become like Miss Molly Detective. They're like,
well, yeah, obviously yeah. They're private dicks. If they're coming in with different hats on, they're fucking geniuses.
Deborah Detective has shown up and she fooled the fact that we have, you know, 20 people all on hour 9 of a shift that are just, and like, finally you catch her and you're like, lady, you got to stop. And it's like, did you get those gift cards over the phone? But it, for me, I think it just comes down to, I have to deal with all fronts of it. And then especially when I'm on the phone, I like when they get like angry.
Like for their fuck up.
No, when like, not when those people get, I feel bad for those people, but part of me doesn't feel that bad. It's just when I'm on the phone and it's like, oh, hi, your social security number's bad. And my name is this and we're going to do this. I'm like, no, it's not. And they're like, you're going to go to jail. Like, you're going to go to jail. And it's like, dude, I honestly, like, I believe in fair trials. I believe in due process. I believe in all this. And it's like, if you are calling people threatening that they're going to go to jail and then trying to extort $4,000 of money through this scam, which is basically piracy. And it's like, if they drove a tank through the side of your building and pinned you to the wall with the gun of it and then turned you into cobbler 3 blocks away, I would be like, great, give that man a medal.
I've had the ones where they call you and they're like, you know, we're sending police over to your residence right now. And I'm like, all right, make sure you guys got the right address. Like, I always fuck with them. I'm like, yeah, go ahead. Send them over. I'm here. The cops ain't fucking coming.
Well, and it's just, I think the unfortunate thing is to those people who have very little purview on the world, who don't know, all they know is like what, like Hot Seat Justice and Ion TV.
Yeah.
And they hear, well, we're gonna send the cops to get this money, and they're like, well, I don't have any money and my house is a mess, and if the cops show up, I'm gonna be embarrassed. Don't send the police. Like, I'd do anything. And that's where they've basically just figured out that there is an older, uneducated population that's conception of the world is that there's crime everywhere and there aren't enough cops. But when there are cops that come for you, they're like stormtroopers from Star Wars. And that's like, that's how their mind works. So if they're behind the stormtroopers, they're like, this is fine. Like, clean up that rebel scum. But when they turn around, they're like, oh no, like, I have a minor infraction and might have to get, I assume.
Grandma gets gangster at that point. She's like, oh, the police are coming?
Well, and it's just, to me, it I think that dichotomy of, it's weird. It's not even, it's like, there's this weird switch balance where a lot of Americans are on the fence and they've buffeted their opinions so hard that it's like, yeah, like thin blue line. But also, I swear to God, if a cop comes on my yard, I'll shoot him.
Get
and you're like,
my lawn.
You can't say those in the same, like, you should never be able to semicolon that hard of an opinion change. Like, what are you doing?
They're just, they think everybody else is the problem.
Well, so. Yeah, that's, I was, you know, not to segue away from robocalls, I was just talking to one of my friends, it's like any belief system, and it's like, you mean to tell me that based on, like, your religious opinions, God wants everyone to live exactly how you live? Like, you figured it out? Like, all the things that weren't meant to be taken seriously, you decided not to take seriously, and all the things that do, you do? And it's like, wow, like, you're like a one in 7 billion match. And it's like, oh, your politics are the same way? Like, all your politics are right and all your beliefs are right? Exactly on what would fix it? Like, God, yeah, I never realized I was talking to the only person on the planet who was 100% right.
That's always how it works, though. It's there's some strange disconnect when they get out into the real world and then discover that somebody's beliefs don't match 100% with them, and then they're instantly evil.
Dude, and here's the thing is this. It's not even on major beliefs. I told my mom to stop washing the inside of the microwave with vinegar because it tells you not to in the manual. And she was like, I've been washing the inside of microwaves for 50 fucking years. And like 4 months later, the enamel's rusted through and it's broken. And I'm like, oh, have you been using vinegar on that like they told you not to? Because apparently that's corrosive enough to eat the enamel out and you broke your microwave. And she's like, fucking bullshit, Mike. Tell me how to clean a goddamn. And it's like, yeah. Like, think subtle little things change. You're not infallible. Like, she also, though, I will say to her credit, she learned. She stopped. She reads the manuals now. It's just, I know other people that'll be like, well, I'm going to buy a different company's and I'm going to wash the whole thing in vinegar. And it's just like, well, that company said the same thing. And it's like, well, then I'll throw that one away when it breaks and find one that doesn't.
Dipshit, you are null and voiding your warranty.
Yeah.
Because you're doing exactly what they told you not to do.
Where I will say, like, my family is relatively good at being like, you're doing it wrong. And they're like, nope. And then it's like, oh, yeah, well, I guess we were doing it wrong. Like, yeah, you were. And it's like, well, now you learned by error. It's just some people are like, well, you're doing it wrong. And it's like, yeah, I'm talking about being a good person. Existentially different things, but really it's the same mentality.
Same principle.
Everybody has to learn the hard way, though. That's the best way to learn, is trial and error.
Yeah, but the thing is when they don't, that's the fucking, that's the issue.
Or when the trial is bad. When it's just like, trial and error, like, we really did this one bad, and it's like, you shot our neighbor. He came by to ask if he could borrow your weed whacker, and you shot him, and it's like, well, he shouldn't have been that tan. And you're like, no!
He got... Well, he scared me.
I felt threatened. It's like, you said I'm going to get my gun 2 minutes before it happened. And it's like, well, now we all know what happens.
I'm coming back in a minute. You know what I'm coming back with? A gun. I'm not fucking with you.
It's not like he didn't make as many mistakes as I did. Big one.
So you mentioned earlier that if you pick up the phone on a a scam call, that it puts you in the database. Is it the same thing when you send it directly to voicemail?
So here's the thing is, I have to imagine that they just categorize it differently, and it all I'm not positive. I haven't really done research into it, but I imagine that going to voicemail would just mean that the line is an active line that has something on the end of it.
Yeah.
And in turn, by doing that, it might, like, listen to see if it's, like, an audio sample of a recording or something. And that's where it might disqualify it. The big one I found is there's cloning that happens when you answer.
Oh.
So if you answer enough calls, every now and then you'll get a clone of your number. And then I'll have some woman in Tennessee, and she's like, quit calling my fucking phone. And I'm like, ma'am, I haven't called you at all today. It's probably this thing. And then, like, I just do the high mind. I'm like, you can go on the FCC's website and report this and just report the timestamps.
Sure.
And it's a pain in the ass, but it helps find where this person is because they can kind of figure out where the clone originated from. But, I'll say I miss just straight up wrong numbers. Or the alternative, when someone calls my phone and I'm like, did you mean to call? And they're like, no, I dialed a different number. Because I have one, my number ends in 6962. And sometimes I'll get a phone call from 6269 of the same prefix and everything.
Yeah.
And it's just this old guy, and it's been the same old guy a few times. And I think he's just dialing his own cell phone number wrong. And he'll be like, hello? And I'm like, oh, hi. Like, how are you? And he's like, who's this?
The same guy you've been talking to for years.
Yeah, it's like, hey, man, did you call me again? No. Oh, who are you trying to call? Not you. And it's like, you are either the best prankster. Like, I'm going to call that punk little kid. Give him a fucking ring around an old angry man. See what's up. But the other part is just like, he's old and seen. And then, you know, right after that, I get a phone call and it's just like, quit calling me. And I'm like, I got another one on the other line. And they're like, your car warranty is expired. Yeah. And I have your social security number.
That's when you just do a four-way call and just like fuck them all up and you get to listen to
it. Dude, that's what we need to do is we need like a four-way call or a three-way call style thing where you just like merge it to someone and you stay on the line and then you just hear a distant boom.
One thing I do like, I do like the development of, because it happened to me, was I was working at this place. It was doing sales, and so my job was to call people every day. And the one time, it's like this Russian dude, and he's like, "Hello," and I was like, "Oh yeah, I'm looking for," it was like picking up on like when I would stop, and it would, and basically it was like, Are you going to the gulag? Are you gay? Do you take dick in the gulag? I'm sitting there, what the fuck is happening right now? And so, like, I got off the phone. I'm like, all right, sir, bye. I went in my boss's office, Marty. I was like, dude, you've got to fucking hear this. And he literally sent it to, like, everybody in the company. And it's, like, a thing now that you can pay for. Where, like, if you get, like, a call from a salesperson or whatever, the app recognizes it, and then there's, like, five or six different things that it's just basically fucking with salespeople. It's awesome.
I don't know. I think that's I wouldn't pay for that service.
No, I wouldn't pay for it. I just thought it was really funny because, like, I was like, what the fuck is this? And then it happened to somebody else, like, a couple months down the line, and...
I suppose it's better than blasting the air horn in the phone.
And this is just to my older days, my younger days when I smoked the marijuana. One of my friends would get drunk and take people's phones and mess on them. So like, I had one of my friends like just text absurdities to everyone, including like my district manager. And my district manager, thankfully, was a degenerate. Because he was like this real uptight guy, and he's like, oh, did one of your friends steal your phone and drunk text a bunch of people? Because it happens to me all the time. And it's like, oh no. Like, but my one friend kept calling recent calls, and he called at the time my weed dealer and kept demanding his DVD copy of The Wiz back. And the guy was like, what is The Wiz? And he's like, it's an all African American cast of The Wizard of Oz. And it was like, and you have it, and I need it back. And like, I woke up the next day with my phone missing, and it was dead, and I charged it, and I had like 10 voicemails.
Oh.
He was like, I'm going to fucking find you and kill you. And
I want to know if you ever call the old guy back, like after he calls you, call him back. Hey, man, how you doing?
I think the first time, in sheer curiosity, because the number was so similar, I'm like, there's no way this is a client trying to call me. And it wasn't. But I was like, did you call this number? And he's like, no. And I was like, oh, well, I got a call from this number. And he's like, wasn't me. And it's like, I would have assumed that it was a cloned number or something, just because of how similar it is. Maybe they just fired it right to the next thing. But it just because it keeps happening at random, I'm like, no, this is just an old guy who mixes his numbers up.
I just feel like you almost, I know you came on to talk about that you hate it, but it sounds like you don't.
No, it's to me when I get like, I will be with a client like, and you work sales, I will be in like closing. Mm. I will be like, hey, we talked about a lot of stuff today. Yeah, I like, you know, just a nice formal wrap up, and it's like, now I know we're looking at doing this. Did you want to put it on a card, or did you want to sign up and do this, or did you want to finance it, or how did we want to go? And my phone will go off, and I'm like, this person might say no, and then if this call is one of my other clients going like, take my money, it's like I'll lose money. Be like, hey, one second. This might be another client, and I
I open my phone and it's like, hi, this is Spectrum Internet. Just calling to tell you that you could get $40 on your TV, $40 TV time Spectrum. And it's like, I'm talking to my friend about it in basically seeing, because apparently there is some way you can do this. It's just super convoluted. But you basically mail out a letter to a corporate office and you say, like, look, stop calling me.
Mm.
If you do call me, you are willingly agreeing to my terms of service and this billing rate. And then once that letter gets delivered, you can confirm its delivery and just say, anytime that company calls you, record it, send the recording and a bill. And basically the objective at that point is, unfortunately, what I don't have money for is you just litigate every bill.
Yeah, that's a lot of litigation money for not a lot of.
Yeah.
Gonna have to get Stephen P. New on the job.
Well, and someone basically said the only way you can truly do that is if you're a lawyer and you want to litigate it, you could show up in court and be like, bring it. Come on in. Mm-hmm. Welcome to court, fuckers.
I'm doing this case pro bono for myself.
I'm going to be representing myself in this case and also the righteous fury of a loving and hateful God. You're going to pay me $48 for that last phone call. Or you're going to pay $300,000 in legal fees over the next 30 years.
And I'm willing to go either way.
So when... Do you get the scam likely message on your phone when people call you?
Spam risk, scam likely. Yeah, mine says spam risk. But now here's something that I was thinking about is, why are they called spam calls? I didn't Google this. I probably could have. But do you think like Spam, the meat company, is like, man, we really fucked up. Like, we really.
I mean, like it's almost like a fucking like. It's scam, but they're like, all right, no, we got this.
Well, remember, spam used to be everywhere, like, back in the day, because, like, they just decided to feed the troops, and then they still had all this meat, so it went everywhere, so spam was everywhere. I think that's where it comes from, but I could be wrong.
Gotcha.
It could also just be, like... Whoever decided that this is going to be the word for it was a big Monty Python fan.
Yeah. Well, no, funny enough, I guess that's where it all derives from the Monty Python sketch.
Oh, no spam, shit.
Spam isn't everything.
Okay.
Mm.
And that's just where it comes from.
Huh.
I've never eaten spam. It's been in my house. I don't touch it.
I've eaten it. If you fry it, it's not that bad.
If you fry most things, it's not that bad. Like, that's a terrible...
No, not all the time, because I had some Hardee's onion rings that were one of the worst things I've ever eaten. And you know,
Hardee's onion. Okay,
that's a big statement from you. I look at you and I love you, but I feel like that you've been like, this was a questionable thing to put in my mouth.
I mean, I've definitely had some questionable things in my mouth over the years.
See, and this is one of my jokes. I still stand by it. I think everyone should be required legally to have to siphon gas twice, because afterwards you will be like, you know what? I'll eat that tomato. I don't necessarily like it. And then it's like, why? It's like, well, I've had worse in my mouth. I said that once and someone's like, oh, you had a dick in your mouth? And I'm like, no, a dick would have been so much better than actual gasoline that bubbled and fired in that made me gag and swallow some of it. And it's like, yeah, I would, if someone would have been like, you could have just put your mouth on a little Peter for a little bit, I would have been like, and you'll fill my tank up? Just for a second?
Speaking of dick sucking, Matt, where can we find you on the internets?
I'm all over the internet. You can check my OnlyFans and my Pornhub. No,
give me that link.
One day, what I plan to do is I do want to make an OnlyFans where I make satires of porn. So there's something called jerk off instruction apparently.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get like a tenfold instructions for
manual.
Like instructions for building IKEA furniture. And be like, no, I know where this is going. All right.
Step one, insert A, Rod. Oh, I got it.
Oh, my God, that reminds me of the Clerks cartoon when Leonardo is trying to put his fucking desk together. And he's like, I could just buy you a nicer desk. Or he's like, no, I'll stick with IKEA. $70. Now, where did I put that dowel?
So, my Facebook is Farking Comedy, and that, I believe, is also my my Instagram. You can see my YouTube. I have some cartoons. I'm going to be adding more, hopefully, soon.
Oh, good.
It's,
cool.
I believe it's Farking Funny. I really need to consolidate a lot of this shit. And then you can find me. I'm going to try to start streaming again soon on Twitch at Farking Comedy. And that's all I got.
All right. Well, Matt, thanks so much for coming on, man.
Hey, thank you for letting the hate flow through me all over you.
Face, neck, and chest, baby.
Yeah. So, Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates robocalls as much as Matt Farkas.
No, there is another. I won't apologize again. I'm a rapid offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep standing up and falling on my face. Feed me nothing ages. Drag me to the ring. Another discharge vapor. Diagnosed in drunkenness. I keep a bruise in my brain and under the punches.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.